Our most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, Mother God, we gather this morning as a part of the global family of Habitat for Humanity, steadfast in your divine love, prevailing in hope. It is our belief that there are sufficient resources on this planet to feed, clothe, and house everybody. Habitat is doing its part. The Habitat model is now being followed by other nonprofit organizations. We here are going to pledge support for Habitat in a continued way for the next 1,000 homes. Our support with our prayers, which is the most important thing, our time, talent, and a measure of our finance. The house you see before you is emblematic of the coordination and cooperation required for the material resources and human resources, engineering, love, effort, and respect. And we pray today for the health and happiness and safekeeping of all of our homeowners, beginning with the homeowner today. We look forward to this dedication. Thank you, God, for divine love, for it surely answers all of our need. Thank you. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, Norm. Thank you, Norm. Norm's been around for all 1,000 of these, and we appreciate him continuing to make it out and be a part of these, so thank you. We invite all of you to be social with us today. Make sure you visit our Power of the Home doors in the back and share what home means to you. Please use the hashtag HabitatTBG1000 when posting on social media. Stop by the Habitat table, drop your business card in for a chance to win a free team build day for your organization, your company, on our Habitat site. And be sure to grab a chicken biscuit from our friends at Chick-fil-A. There's light breakfast bites from Clean Eats and coffee from Drip Addiction Coffee. We also like to thank our friends at the Jolly Trolley for their generous partnership in providing shuttle transportation for our guests to and from the event here this morning. We also want to say a special thanks to our friends at the Pinellas County Sheriff's Office for ensuring everyone's safety, not only today, but always. Also want to say a special thanks to our friends from the Lehman Fire Department for being with us. Lehman's become a huge focus area for our organization. And they always show up and support Habitat, so thank you. This is a truly amazing year for Habitat for Humanity. We are celebrating our 40th anniversary, a milestone that speaks to four decades of building strength, stability, and self-reliance through homeownership. This year alone, we've had the privilege of serving 88 families across Pinellas, West Pasco, and Hernando counties. And today we are honored to celebrate the dedication of our 1,000th home. Our 40th anniversary celebration continues on September 11th at Ruth Eckert Hall. We invite you to join us for this exciting, free, family-friendly event, premiering our HGTV 100-Day Dream Home episode, bringing our community together to mark this incredible milestone. As we celebrate our 40th anniversary and dedicate our 1,000th home, we are reminded of the extraordinary power of partnerships. More than 80 of our partners came together to contribute to this home that we're standing in front of, a testament to the community's belief that everyone deserves a safe, stable place to live. This dedication is especially meaningful because Shante represents the many frontline workers we serve. About 60% of Habitat homeowners work in healthcare. I'd like to take a moment and recognize a number of individuals that are with us today, starting with our elected officials and city partners. If you are an elected official Please stand when I mention your name. We'll start with State Representative Lindsey Cross. State Representative Kim Bierfield. Pinellas County Commissioner Chairman Brian Scott. Pinellas County Commissioner Chris Scher. I'll also mention former Pinellas County Commissioner Charlie Justice is with us as well. See, guys, when you roll off, you get a bigger applause than when you're on. Just FYI. Pinellas County School Board Member Caprice Edmond. City of St. Petersburg Mayor Mr. Ken Welch. St. Petersburg City Council Member Deborah Fig Sanders. City of Clearwater Mayor Bruce Rector. I'll also mention former City of Clearwater Mayor George Kritikos and longtime Habitat supporters here. City of Clearwater Council Member Mike Menino. We have the Sixth Circuit Public Defender Sarah Malo with us as well. Thank you, Sarah. Littleman Fire Department Chief Jim Milliken is with us. We also have staff here representing Linda Cheney's office, Florida Representative Linda Cheney. And if I missed anyone, I sincerely apologize, but as you can see, we have representation here from throughout our service area, and we cannot thank our elected officials enough for the current, the ongoing support of our mission. Also want to say a special thanks to our board of directors at Habitat. I've seen a number of them here this morning. If you're a Habitat board member, which our board is led by our chair, Chris Hackney, please raise your hand so we can recognize all of you. I also see a number of our former board members who have served over the last 40 years, a number of our former board chairs, which is really also very exciting to see. If you're a former board member for Habitat, please also raise your hand so we can recognize you all. One of the co-chairs of the search committee that hired me at Habitat, Charles Frankel, former board chair, is here. If you have an issue with me, just go see Charles. It's his fault. Also, I would be remiss if we didn't take a moment and recognize some of our Habitat homeowners that are with us today. If you're a Habitat homeowner, please raise your hand so we can recognize you all. I'm also fortunate to work alongside 70 amazing individuals that call Habitat their work home. We are proud of the work that we do to build a strong culture at Habitat and an environment that we work to instill as we make our employees a top priority at Habitat. If you're a Habitat staff member, please raise your hand so we can recognize you. For anyone that I haven't recognized, thank you for being here. Appreciate you carving off some time to be with us today. But now I want to introduce our 1,000th Habitat homeowner, Shantae. Yay! You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, good. Shantae is a hardworking single mother of three and a grandmother of two. She's a St. Petersburg native and a certified nursing assistant who has spent the last 25 years dedicating herself to the care of others. Now she is focusing on building a better future for herself and her 12-year-old son. Xavier, where's Xavier? I'm still bitter you guys didn't tell me the right color blue. For Shantae, owning her own home means security, comfort, and a place to create lasting memories. Shantae, we're so proud of you for all the hard work and the determination that's got you here today. We know your son has been watching you, as well as the rest of your family. They've been watching you through this journey, and you have set an amazing example. So on behalf of Habitat, welcome home.
Thank you.
Habitat for Humanity is committed to advocating for the advancement of affordable home ownership, which we believe allows families to break the cycle of generational poverty and create intergenerational wealth. With the cost of home continuing to rise, Habitat alone cannot solve these problems. Through advocacy, we seek to partner with supporters, homeowners, and our elected officials to influence policy and promote affordable housing opportunities. We continue to foster strong partnerships with our elected officials at the local and state levels to help more families realize the dream of home ownership. Here in the Lehman community, Habitat continues to be a partner with Pinellas County to offer a hand up to deserving families. With 97 homes that we've built just in the last 5 years, and the future Lehman Heights development, which is set to bring 50 additional homes just on the other side of 34th, we're investing in families and transforming neighborhoods for generations to come. This could not have been possible without a strong partnership with the county and our elected officials who understand the need for affordable home ownership opportunities. Please welcome me in joining Pinellas County Commissioner Chairman Brian Scott to bring greetings on behalf of the county. Brian?
Well, good morning, everybody. It is truly a great day. I want to thank you all for coming out. And while I haven't been here for all 1,000 of these home dedications, I got to tell you that it never, ever gets old. The joy that you see on the face of the families that are receiving these homes is absolutely precious, made possible by the miracle of home ownership. And home ownership shouldn't require a miracle to make that happen, but unfortunately, in today's day and age, sometimes it does require a miracle to make that happen. And we are so fortunate to have great partners like Habitat for Humanity that work hard every day to make that miracle come true and be a reality for today, 1,000 families. So today is not only just the 1,000th home dedication, but it also happens to be the 40th anniversary of Habitat for Humanity, Tampa Bay Gulfside. And for that, I have a proclamation that I'm going to read and present to Mike here on behalf of the Board of County Commissioners. So, in 1976, Millard and Linda Fuller founded Habitat for Humanity International in a small Georgia farm town known as Americus. And seeking to put God's love into action, Habitat for Humanity brings people together to build homes, communities, and hope through affordable home ownership. And Habitat for Humanity currently operates in more than 70 countries and in all 50 states, including the 47 affiliates located in the state of Florida. And Habitat for Humanity Tampa Bay Gulfside broke ground on their first home and was recognized as an official affiliate in 1985, marking the beginning of a new era of affordable homeownership in the Tampa Bay region. And Habitat for Humanity builds and sells homes at 0% interest rate to income-qualified households who are unable to qualify for a traditional mortgage. And to ensure future success, homeowners are required to contribute at least 350 sweat equity hours and attend a minimum of 36 home buyer classes, ultimately leading to generational wealth. Habitat homeowners elevate their quality of life through affordable homeownership. And in the spring of 2024, Habitat for Humanity Tampa Bay Gulfside was selected to expand their service area to include Hernando County, allowing them to serve more families in need. And based on new home construction, Habitat for Humanity Tampa Bay Gulfside has been recognized as one of the top three producing Habitat affiliates nationwide for five consecutive years. I mean, that is special. With the help of volunteers and community partners alike, Habitat for Humanity Tampa Bay Gulfside has served over 1,150 families and will be building their 1,000th home this year. Now, therefore, be it proclaimed by the Pinellas County Board of County Commissioners on the 22nd of August, 2025, as a day of recognition for the 40th anniversary of Habitat for Humanity Tampa Bay Gulfside. And this is for you, my friend.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Appreciate it, man. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, Brian. I remember your very first home dedication. It was here in Lehman, and it was the day after you got elected. You came out. And so everything Brian just mentioned in the proclamation is only possible through partnerships in our community. We're so very thankful to the county for continuing to be a good partner. And so thank you. Next, I'd like to introduce our good friend from St. Petersburg, Mr. Ken Welch, to say a few words on behalf of the city.
Congratulations,
Good morning, everyone. How are you doing? Now, I know I'm, okay, how are y'all doing? This is a day to celebrate. Isn't it good to celebrate the good things that are happening in our community and the timing couldn't be better? The Habitat, thank you for 40 years of great work, and this 1,000th home is really special. Normally, I would say it's a great day in St. Pete, but I understand Chairman Scott and Commissioner Justice that this is Lellman. We love Lellman as well. But this is about our community, right? And I just want to first congratulate Sister Copeland and your family on this achievement. I know you had to put a lot of sweat and work into this. But what this is, and Chairman Scott and I took a trip to London not too long ago on a global Tampa Bay mission, and the number one problem they were dealing with is affordable housing. So it's not just in St. Pete, it's worldwide, and we are making an effort through partnership to not just give folks a place to live, but a place to build their economic future. This is home ownership, and that makes a real difference. So I just want to thank you all. I know these are crazy times in our nation, but let's focus on the things that are happening that are right and that are good, and let us not grow weary in doing this good work, right? God bless you all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Great work, bro.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
In addition to our state and local representatives and the municipalities in which we build, partnerships with local individuals and businesses are integral to making an impact in our community. As I mentioned earlier, we had over 80 supporters that stepped up to support this home. If you take a look at your programs that are floating around, or maybe even your fans, or there's boards over here, you'll see the names of the folks that stepped up to support this home. Just want to say a special thank you to all of them. We raised over $200,000 for this house, so appreciate the community for stepping up. We also had a couple special supporters on this home. We want to say a special thanks to our friends at Matenex, John Westfall and Steve and Nancy Westfall, for their support. And you'll be hearing from them in a moment, but our presenting sponsors on this home are longtime Habitat supporters, Tony and Carol Griffith. So thank you, Tony and Carol, so much for your support. A standard at each of the 999 home dedications before this has been the presentation of the Bible and the ceremonial hammer that's sponsored by Kimmel Lumber. Here to present the hammer this morning is Susan Canty. Susan has been a Habitat homeowner since 1993. Susan's home was the 27th home that Habitat built in our affiliate's history. And in 2019, she was recognized by the Tampa Bay Lightning as a community hero. Susan, come on up and say a few words.
To the Copeland family, may you always hammer your home safe. Hammer home safe.
Thank you. Thank you.
Don't worry, you don't need to use that anytime soon. Maybe hang up some pictures. Now to present the Bible, I'd like to introduce a special partner who has made this house become a reality. We're going to say a special thanks to our friends at Solar Bear and Roof Bear for the gift of the roof, as well as the solar panels. This home also represents our ongoing commitment to energy efficiency and sustainability. You're going to have a very, very, very minimal electric bill, thanks to our friends at Solar Bear. So let me introduce Blake to come up and say a few words and present you with the Bible.
Power bills are high right now, huh? And again, and again, and again. Well, thank you, everybody. Appreciate you being here today. First off, just want to say thank you for everyone being here. Thank you to the donors. Thank you to Habitat Humanity for leading the charge on affordable housing. Today is a great day of joy as we stand here celebrating this beautiful milestone, the 1,000th Habitat for Humanity home. I'm reminded of one of the great women of the Bible. Her name is Ruth. Ruth's story is one of faith, perseverance, and determination. When life could have left her hopeless, she chose instead to roll up her sleeves, go into the field, and work tirelessly to provide for her family. The Bible says she gleaned in the fields from morning until evening, sweat equity of her own, trusting that God would honor her efforts. In the same way, you have poured your sweat equity into this home, brick by brick, nail by nail, hour by hour. You worked with your hands and with your heart. Just like Ruth, you didn't give up. And today, your perseverance has brought you to a new beginning, a place of safety, a place of rest, and a place of blessing. Now, before I do this presentation, I'm going to give you a weapon for this home. Do you have a weapon already? Maybe? No? This is a powerful weapon. This is the most powerful weapon there is. Every page is a sword. And this Bible will keep you safe. And as I present this Bible to you, my prayer is that this home will not just be a shelter, but a sanctuary filled with faith, love, and the presence of God. May your story, like Ruth's, continue to inspire others to trust God, to work hard, and walk faithfully into his promises. So, Ms. Copeland, the Holy Bible, let this be a blessing for your home. Congratulations, you have earned it.
Thank you, Blake. I'd also like to take a moment and recognize several partners who have supported the homeownership journey of the Copeland family and many families before them. The Upper Tampa Bay Chamber Kids Pedal Power Program provides bikes to all Habitat children. And so there's a bike over there for Xavier. Feeding Tampa Bay continues to provide our homeowners with a hand up through stocked cupboards and freezers as families move into their new home. And our friends at Ditech have partnered with us once again to install a surge protection system in your home. GFWC North Pinellas Women's Club has been a longtime Habitat partner, providing books and a few other surprises for Xavier inside. The Pinellas County Sheriff's Office has provided a welcome basket for you. And HCA Florida has provided a first aid kit. Thank you to all of these partners for their continued support. We are thrilled to recognize Tony and Carol Griffith as the presenting sponsor of this home, contributing a generous $50,000 donation. Tony has been a dedicated Habitat supporter, serving as board chair from 2002 to 2003, and he and his wife Carol have been supporting our mission in countless ways over the past 40 years, including construction site volunteering, home sponsors, and affordable housing advocates. For the Griffiths, a home dedication is more than just handing over keys. It's a celebration for the entire community. Carol and Tony's generosity and commitment have helped make this 1,000 home a reality, creating hope and stability for the Copeland family, who will thrive for years to come. Please welcome Tony and Carol.
Well, thank you very much. I know you've had plenty of people talking, but I got to find Mike Menino really quick. Where is Mike? Is he out there? A shout out to Mike Menino. Great guy. I know him from our Bible study together, actually. And so what we try to do, we say we like to draw our swords daily. Beautiful. Blake, I love that. That was fantastic. Thank you so much. So such an honor. It is such an honor. You're the hero here. You know that. I mean, you guys are the heroes here. The homeowners are the heroes. I have to say something about Susan Canty real quick as a homeowner. On the board 25 years ago, she was so special as a homeowner, we changed the bylaws so that we could invite a homeowner to be on the board with us. That's Susan and Walter. So thank you very much for those years of the blessing you've been to all of us at Habitat. So anyway, keys to the kingdom more important, but second to that, the keys to your home. God bless you.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Shantae. Yay!
Yep. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Thank you, everybody, for coming out this morning. Bereavement speech. I want to express my dearest gratitude as I joyfully completed the Habitat for Humanity program and celebrate the gift of my new forever home. This journey has been nothing short of life-changing for both me and my family. And I am so thankful to everyone who made it possible. To our kind sponsors, Tony and Carol Griff, thank you for your unwavering support and kindness. Your contribution has created more than just walls and a roof. It has built stability, love, and hope, and generations to come. To every person who donated to my home build, whether through time, resources, or encouragements, thank you from the bottom of my heart. You poured your energy into something that will forever impact my family's life. To my beautiful daughters, my son, my mom, and my dear aunt, your love and faith carry me through every step. I am honored to share this milestone with you, and I am filled with joy knowing my son has a place to call home. And most important, I thank God for granting me this blessing and guiding me to this moment. Without that driven grace and favor, none of this would be possible. Special thanks to the amazing individuals who gave their time and strength. Sandra, Deb, Brittany, Kevin, Jake, and Mike. And the incredible warehouse workers who kept everything moving behind the scenes. I learned so much from each of you, and I will carry those lessons into the future. The future, pride. To the entire Habitat for Humanity staff, volunteers, and follow program members, thank you for welcoming me with open arms and helping me build my, not just a house, but a foundation for new beginnings. From my heart to yours, thank you again for this opportunity. I am happy beyond words and so deeply grateful. I did it.
Congratulations. We are so proud of you. You are surrounded by so much love. There's so much joy here in this crowd today, and we could not be more proud of all the work that you did to get here. So congratulations. On behalf of Habitat for Humanity, I want to say once again, thank you all so much for being here. We're going to do one more thing before we check out the inside of the home, and that's to say a special blessing over the family and the home and Habitat and all of you here today. There's so many people here, and so normally we'd invite everyone to come up and lay a hand on their on the home. I don't know if we can physically do that. So, but I want to get your family all up on the porch. So everyone that got the blue memo, come on up. And as they make their way up, I want to say one more special thank you to all the Habitat homeowners that are here today. It's amazing to look around this crowd and see such amazing support and people that have helped pave the way for the last 40 years. So it's now my pleasure to introduce Mr. Kevin Dorsey. Kevin's a Habitat staff member, but he's also a Habitat homeowner. We call him Rev Kev around the office, and he's going to lead us in a blessing. So come on up, Kevin.
Before I get started, I'm actually home 669 out of the 1,000. And then I was actually hired at home 690. So I've been here since then. So it's truly a pleasure to see us at 1,000 home. And like it's been said before, we sometimes can take it for granted, but it's 1,000 families that have been affected by the Habitat for Humanity program. And that's only by the grace of God. So as I pray, I want you to think about the other 999 families as well as Ms. Shante. So let's just bow our heads and before the weather catch up with us. Dear God, first and foremost, I just want to say thank you. thank you, God, first and foremost, for waking us up this morning, guiding us all here safely with no accidents. That was by your traveling grace that we're able to be here today. Thank you, 1,000th home. Thank you for Habitat for Humanity, the many lives that they have changed, bringing dreams into reality. God, we thank you for Shante. I remember doing her pre-application appointment and being able to tell her you qualify for the program, and she hollered. And it's such a pleasure to now see that she endured and had the determination to be here today, because it's not an easy program. But God, by your grace and your mercy, she was able to make it through. So God, we say thank you. Thank you for the construction staff. Thank you for volunteers, sponsors, anyone that had a hand in today, God, we thank you. So we come to you right now asking you to bless everyone that can hear the sound of my voice, first and foremost, that you bless this home from wall to wall, that you bless Ms. Shante, that this is just the beginning of many blessings that you have for her and her son Xavier. Cover that young man as well and cover his future, God. We just say thank you, and I ask you just bless us with your grace and your mercy, your favor, your unconditional agape love, your joy, your peace that surpasses all understanding. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.